Good, so that's fun. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Hope you're here today. Hey, now I'm sitting here with no Trey, but he's coming, promised today, and only if I can't say the words that I say, I'm out of control, but now I'm tripping because I'm doing what I'm doing, I know, and that, hey, where am I going through, I see it all, you know, sometimes I can break it and I run the ball, you know that forever I can do it because I hear the call, you knew that I'd never get it gone, man, I'm hearing y'all. Yeah, yeah. What's your name and number? I'm thinking about the life, and now I know my life's blunder. Oh, Trey's here. Should I send him on? And only if I can't break till the dawn. And hey, Trey, only if I can't say words that I say, and I gotta run away. Now I feel my pain, bright, shining day. Hey, what am I doing? And only I can never run away. Hey. And I don't even get it gone right. Sometimes I can love my own right. And I don't care what they do on the mic. And I'm tripping because I still can't ever do it all right. Here we go again. Sometimes I can beat it in. Man, it's so much longer when Trey's not beatboxing, man. And only if I can't see what I'm doing, though. But now I'm looking because I'm trying to share this thing, bruh. And now I get it because I still can't ever understand. Man, I'm tripping because I'm running like a Superman. And now we got Sally and we're going to talk, bro. Have a good time, only if I didn't ever know. Hey, here we go. Now I got to say it right. Sometimes I'm tripping when I'm running and I'm running right. I'm looking back at my people when they are so hype. They be like, oh, I get what you was doing right. Sometimes I never get it through. Now I gotta, bro, now I gotta say that I'm true. When then I'm thinking, oh, anyways, bye, hi.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep,
close to you, this is what we do now. This is what we do, say, close to you, this is what we do now. This is what we do, say, close to you, this is what we do now. This is what we do, say, close to you, close to you.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going, guys? You guys hear me pretty well? Am I okay?
Yeah, we can all hear you. You have a bandana on. I am more disturbed by the bandana than I am either. We don't wear bandanas.
Why? What do you mean? No, I wear them all the time.
It's not a part of our show. You never wear one on the show.
Surprise. It is now.
Oh, nice. It's good. I have my other hat and I'm like, I guess I'm going like three episodes in with the Luffy hat. No, don't be wrong. It's great. Luffy hat's cool, but it was not because I wanted to. It's because I don't like brim hats when I'm doing the show because of the shade on it, right? So, but it's fine.
Cool.
Well, what is our? Were you able to get features or no?
Oh, I don't have anything, man. I'm right, a guest.
I got it. All right. So, guess what, guys? Ready? Are you ready, Trey?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is everybody's headline of the week?
Well,
awesome, dope, sick, nasty. How's it going, by the way, Sally?
It's going great. You guys are cracking me up. Thank you.
Good.
mine is, I went to a petting zoo where everything was more than 2 tons.
Okay. Our dryer has been stolen. But don't worry, I stole someone else's dryer.
What do you think, Sally? What's your headline?
My headline is, it's Stanley Cup Finals, and I get to watch it on TNT because I don't have ESPN, so I'm so happy.
Nice.
Cool.
We had a whole good headline and she just skipped it. She was just like, I'm gonna do it.
Oh no, what was the headline?
It's a professional. Best seats in the house to the finals.
Best seats, butter popcorn, nobody to bother me, and Saturday night, just having a great time. And I want the Golden Knights to win, and they did it really well.
Nice. And we'll talk, I'll ask you more about that in a second. my headline, Trey, is that me and my kids went to a construction vehicle petting zoo where we got to see dump trucks and fire trucks and police trucks and buses and not police trucks, but you know what I'm saying? I was just in a truck mood at the moment. And we did that this morning because it's summer, if you didn't know. And that means I get to spend the entire day with both my kids who are not friends. They do not like each other. The first hour.
But you love both of them, right?
I think they're amazing. Oh. Well, no, so there's like, I have this, you know, I don't know why I keep on saying this out loud, but I sell careful. Toys.
Use your words.
I almost said that was sounded weird. I sell toys, and I got this one thing, and it's a $150 game from it's actually have you ever heard of this game, Sally? It is called, where is that? Oh man, it's actually one of the first real estate investor games. It was back in the 50s, and it's been redone so many times.
Sims.
No, but anyway, so this game was like, what? No, Light? No, I forget what it's called now, and it's my son has
taken it. Cash flow game.
What?
A cash flow game.
Yeah,
Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow game.
Nope. It's Risk? Like you stack these little stocks or these little things on top of each other, and they make really tall buildings. And then, but they're all about buying. They remade it in the 2000s, and I have the remake, the 2000 remake. That thing is worth $150 that I got for $3 at Goodwill. But all of the cards, but it looks like somebody was using it as a replacement deck. So it has has wrong decks in there. So I couldn't sell it for $150. I could sell it for like $5. So anyways, my kid found it and realized he can make like the largest towers. So he's decided it's just a tower game, which is hilarious to me because it's like worth all this money, but I've just gotten over it. But my daughter's decided that her real purpose in life is to be Godzilla. So she just destroys his buildings every time. And this dude is like literally like tears rolling in his eye. And he just keeps on going, Sissy's not playing nice. And she's going, roar! It's so funny. It's like I'm trying to be respectful as a dad, but it is hilarious. It's like I'm trying to explain to him that she doesn't understand how to play nice, and she thinks she's playing awesome because she's doing Godzilla. Anyways, Trey.
Yeah, so our washer was or our dryer was stolen, but don't worry, I saw somebody else's. So long story short, our dryer's basically stopped working. And I had to go get a new dryer, and I knew that my grandmother had one. She sadly is now in assisted living.
Oh, okay.
So she does not need it anymore.
Sure.
I was basically going to get her old dryer inside of her garage. Her car is blocking everything inside of her garage. My uncle, who has the keys, is not in town. Therefore, we took the one inside the house. So that is plugged in and working. So it's like, hey, this one's working. We're going to take that one. So I with the help of Dustolo, we fit it inside my car. My mom came with the truck just in case we couldn't fit it inside there. We took it. And so we basically right before the show, why I was late is because I was still trying to hook it up to make sure it was okay and working. We still don't know if it works. As in, it should work. We're just making sure that our plugins are correct. Because I literally had to like hotwire it. Not really, but
you had to shove it into a car instead of using a truck. That's another thing.
Well, I have a Nissan Rogue, so it's a mini SUV. So it fit, but it was snug. We put the old dryer out on the curb. Within an hour, it was gone.
Oops.
I mean, like, oh no, we don't care.
Okay, cool.
We don't want it.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you're like, there's this one time I like put a pizza on the trash because I was trying to get into the house, and then I came back and the pizza was gone. And the guy that does the trash, like we have this trash service that comes and takes out trash for our apartment. And I guess he decided that the fresh pizza obviously was trash, and so he took it. I was like, come on, man. Anyway, sorry. That'd be embarrassing if you like just put it because you're just airing out your stuff and somebody just took your couch. You're like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, but I got a new dryer and right after the show, I'm going to make sure it works. So I'm gonna dip after the show. But
well, you know, I used to fix washers and dryers for a living and install them over the phone. So if you need any help, hit me up.
I did not know that. Yeah. I hope you're not lying.
I'm not. I used to work for Sears. I used to do customer service, and I used to be this used to be me all day. So your washer's not working, huh?
That sucks. Goodbye.
Is it? Could you look in the back of it? There's a thing. It's a plug. Is it plugged in to the back of your?
And then by the end of the call, they're doing Jason. Your guts. I hate you so much. Oh my gosh. I'm 4 stars. 4 stars. Negative 4 stars. No. That's what I'm giving you. I want to see being manager right now.
No, the worst part about it is 50% of the time they just didn't know that their washer wasn't plugged in. Like you think that somebody would know that, and it's like nope, or like they just bought them, so it still has these pegs that stops it from moving, and they just didn't take the pegs out, so they're like, why isn't it working? And it's like, or why is there not water going to it? It's like, have you considered turning on the water? And they're like, no, but you have to say it nicely, like they're not idiots about it. And you're, yeah,
have you and tried turning it on and off again?
I've done it many a time where I'm like, I'm that guy trying to fix the dryer, and I'm like, so is there something I'm missing? And they're like, is it plugged in? No. Okay, well, that's your problem.
Right, I want to hear more about Sally's headline.
Well, so Sally, you got to see the finals, but you actually told me that you've seen this in person before, correct?
Correct.
Well, tell me about that.
Just watching different things, because I usually want to see what's going to happen on the podcast, and you guys are hilarious.
Oh no, I'm talking about your hockey thing.
You saw my hockey. Right. Oh, okay.
You've actually seen them live, right?
Correct. Well, it was on. A lot of the hockey games were on ESPN, and I'm too cheap to buy cable. You know, the ESPN part. So I was going to the gym. They kicked me out because I would sit on a machine to watch hockey. They're like, "Can you go someplace else?" So I'm a huge hockey fan. I don't care who plays, but my team did not. I've got three teams. The Washington Capitals that did win the Stanley Cup finally. The Arizona Coyotes, who stink. And then I'm also a big Boston Bruins fan. So Boston gave up the ghost in the first round. So I want the Golden Knights to win. And I got the house to myself, huge bowl of butter popcorn. And I got to watch hockey, and it was great. And then tonight, I've got a meeting at 8 o'clock, and then I'm going to watch hockey again.
That's phenomenal. Awesome. That sounds like an amazing night.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow hockey at all?
I wish I did.
Well,
I know.
He still has the most penalty minutes. Dave Schultz, who was called the Hammer, lived up the street from me when I was a kid.
Nice.
And in Philadelphia, if you scored a goal or got an assist, you got free case of Tasty Cakes. And he used to give them out to all of us kids. So I thought he was the greatest guy in the world. But when you see how much he used to beat people up, my mom's like, nope, you can't watch hockey. So guess what? What I love.
But he's the nicest guy, Mom. But he's the nicest guy.
Hockey fights and baseball fights are the best to watch.
Yeah, I used to like the hockey video games for that one reason, for the hockey fight parts. And there was a game
like football, but it's just so slow. I mean, I can't watch it on TV. I record it so I can see, you know, all the commercials and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, so. we have like a amateur hockey team here. But every time we get tickets, I always tell people, they're like, I don't like hockey. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Hockey's awesome in that. You don't have a choice. It's just like soccer. You don't have a choice. You're just going to be sitting there. They're going to score a goal, and you're going to jump up and scream with everybody else. And
you're going to have fun with all the people around you.
It's just a part of that thing. I don't know what it is.
They're the nicest people who watch hockey. So, yes, you should go watch the team there. We've got the Checkers here in Charlotte, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah, there's I don't think there's a team in Louisville. Why did I somehow forget how to pronounce the name of your city? We've known each other for 5 years. I don't even know how many years. So many years, and for some reason, I just forgot how to say Louisville. I just was like,
it's none of those things.
Louisville. Dang it! What is wrong with me today?
If you ever say Louisville,
again, I'm sorry.
I will personally mail you a slap in the face, but you have to do it on live stream. Okay. So like our next podcast, for example, you have to make sure that you open it on stream so that everyone can see a giant smack to the face.
Okay. Well, this bit's gone. Whoa. Ow. This
anyway, so it's my favorite part of the show. Are you ready, Jason? Because I don't have any control over the show right now. It's time for a freaking quiz. I hope you guys are ready. Sally, you got that long worded email that I sent you, right?
Yes.
Perfect, because it's going to prep you for the quiz today, and it's about random facts of life. And that's what the quiz is just always going to be about, is random facts of life.
Not always.
That's what the quiz is always going to be about, is about random facts of life. So okay. I'm joking. Anyway, what I got for you guys today is pretty interesting. It is a true or false. And Sally, you've never been on the show before, but how this quiz goes is you and Scout will both get a chance to answer any and all questions that I ask you. It just depends on who goes first. It doesn't matter as long as you get the correct answer. And if you get the most correct answers by the end of the quiz, you win this nice, shiny, I'm waiting for Jason, NFT by Jaime. That is Jaime's NFT. Yes, clap it up for Jaime. It looks amazing. So that is our friend from the show. He is one of our good friends, and that is not what he actually looks like, but that's his NFT form. And that's the way it's going to be. So anyway, without further ado, Sally, are you ready?
But
Trey, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Just for entertainment purposes. Jason, are you ready? But ooh, we do have this.
That's actually kind of nice. Where did that come from?
I made it.
Cool.
I just finished the intro for their new show. And what that is used for, once you see the show, you're going to be like, that's cool. But it's like a sci-fi thing. So that's actually for a hologram that I made for their podcast.
Really sick, man. Do you remember that one time somebody sent you like a spray paint thing that you like weren't really specific about, but like they spent hours on it and like, you know, oh, never mind. We'll talk about that later. All right. So are you guys down for a quiz?
I still have not figured out how, even like, it's funny. I've looked through the videos and I do not understand how they work, but I think it works now because I have, I think it's because you sent it all in Apple. So I couldn't read any, I couldn't see any of the files. So all I saw was like one video and no pictures. So none of it made sense. Now I have an Apple reader, so I might be able to do it now. But yeah, at the time, I just moved on.
Just delete them all.
Yeah, that you spent hours upon hours building for me. What point we'll use it. We'll see how it goes.
It's okay. Jason, so, it's time for a quiz. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Phenomenal. Question number one, Sally. Is it possible, excuse me, true or false, it is possible for most people to lick their own elbow?
I say false.
It is possible. Okay, cool. You say false? Okay. False. Jason?
True?
Well, here's the thing. If you would have tried it yourself, you would have found the correct answer because Sally is correct. Yay! You cannot lick your own elbow. It is impossible for most people to lick their own elbow.
I have bad shoulders.
And notice I said most because some people's... no, you know what? Even if you had a long tongue, you couldn't do it. Okay, so
Gene Simmons of Kiss,
probably Gene Simmons could probably do it, but it is false. It is impossible for most people.
I don't know if you'd want to if you could. That's my question.
You could try. You just probably have to have surgery. Anyway, next question, Jason. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. True or false?
True.
Okay, Sally. Same question. True or false? A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
I'm going to say false. I just saw an MMA fighter do a crocodile other day.
He what?
a crocodile.
He wrestled a 10-foot crocodile? And he lived.
Yes, yes. He was an MMA, what's it called?
MMA?
An MMA fighter. So he had the moves down, but a 10-foot crocodile. I was just like, you're an idiot, but good for you.
I mean... He clearly outbeasted the beast. nice. That's awesome. I want to see that clip later. So it is true that a crocodile cannot stick out its tongue. So
it's true.
So Jason's correct. Sally, you got this one incorrect. Sorry. A crocodile cannot stick out its tongue. That is true. Jason said true. Oh,
cool.
1-1. It's correct.
Yeah.
1-1 right now. Sally, a shrimp's heart is in its butt. True or false?
A shrimp what?
A shrimp's heart is in its butt. True or false?
I'll say false. I don't know.
Jason, a shrimp's heart is in its butt. True or false?
It's definitely 100% true.
Wow. I'm glad you answered that, Jason, because it's actually incorrect. It's in its head. Its heart is in its head. Sally, you were correct.
You know, as somebody that eats lots of shrimp, I guess you would have noticed if there was one in their butt.
I love shrimp, but I'm like, I hope I'm not eating its heart.
Yeah, you would know when you're like eating, like a little poopy heart comes. You know their poop trails are there, but yeah, it makes
sense. Yeah, the poop trails are around its back, and it's really gross. Anyway, yeah, no, a shrimp's heart is not in its butt. It's inside of its head. Sally got that correct. Jason, second to final question. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. True or false?
It is true. Sorry, what I'm doing right now is I'm actually doing a voice check of myself, so why I'm going double on things. So I'm actually just looking at
Do I sound good? Look at my settings wonderful. To make sure I'm good to go.
Anyway. Yeah, you sound great. I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same numbers. And we are now. Perfect. That's why I keep on repeating the same thing. You're like, why is he?
Okay.
Is he having a stroke? I don't know what's it happening.
Is it physically impossible? Okay. True or false, Jason? Is that your true correct? Is that your true answer? Okay.
True.
Right, same question. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. True or false?
Wilbur used to look up at Charlotte, so I'm going to say it's false.
You said true.
I said true. Yes, I changed my mind. True.
Okay, congratulations. Good. That's great. So you guys both got it right. I like that Charlotte's Web analogy. I haven't seen that movie in forever. I don't know there was a live action version of it.
But
it was the first book I ever read, so that's why I know it.
You've ruined literature and movies, guys, at this point. Because now you've made it realize that he can never look up at Charlotte. He would have had to lay down and like.
Here's the thing. It's a book. It's a fictional book. So it doesn't matter.
They had pictures in the book. That's why I read it. But he could look up at Charlotte. So
in this reality, pigs can look up at spiders. All right. This is the final question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
I will start with Jason. Jason, how many hairs are on an elephant's butt?
True.
How many hairs are on an elephant's butt? This is an open question.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you first started this quiz, you told me that this quiz was a true and false
plot twist. This is the final question, and I'm the one running the quiz. How many hairs are on an elephant's butt, Jason? You should know this.
Well, how many
why
hairs
should do you know this? This is
how many hairs do you count as? Because you're the only thing I know that's on an elephant's butt.
Answer the
one tray is on an elephant's butt. One tray.
So that's his answer, folks. It's one. Sally, how many hairs are on an elephant's butt?
I'm going to say zero.
That's correct. Congratulations. You win the quiz. How could you be so far off, Jason? By one? Are you serious? That was your answer? What are you? Gosh, Sally, congratulations. You win our Jaime NFT. Could you place it on screen, Jason?
You're so mean.
So that comes with it, that little beatboxing thing. I don't know where that came from. It was a little impromptu thing. Yeah. So congrats. You win a virtual high five. You win an NFT by Jaime. Yes. Consider yourself smacked. And why is Sally on the show today, Jason?
Oh, when I sent Sally a message and said, Kelly.
That is not what you said. Nope. We're gonna stop. We're gonna rewind. So why is Sally on the show today, Jason?
Well, when I asked Sally what we could do for a better year, she said, spend money, save on taxes, and move forward. Why, Sally, do we need to spend money, save on taxes, and move forward for a better year? She didn't actually say that. I just made something up because her actual answer was logical.
You could have just went with it.
It looked really smooth. I looked
nobody smooth knows
but me in my
heart. Right. I'm not anyway, lie, Sally, Jay. I'd love to hear more from you.
Well, as Scout Dodd said, I am a real estate investor. True story. July of 2020, I took down the deal of the week. It was a bank-owned reverse auction house. I paid $20,000 for it. It was going to go to auction for $50,000. When COVID restrictions got lifted. So I had 13 months to figure out how I wouldn't pay capital gains on that. So I did research. I found the trust that defers, it saves you three ways. You don't pay capital gains, you keep your information private, and if you get sued, you don't pay any judgments. So I have 1099 income earners and investors saving thousands of dollars. And I don't know how we met. I think we met on Need a Guest or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And so it's funny. The reason she thinks that we should spend money, save on taxes, and move forward, because in her life, that's what she does. She helps people. She helps people save that cheddar. That's interesting. It's crazy because it's so, like, as the person that's buying a house now, like, the amount of tax stuff that you have to go through and all that stuff is overwhelming. And doing a small business also overwhelming. And so, like, taxes in general can feel stressful and freaky. Now, I think it's interesting that you started this, but when did you start doing real estate investing? Because this is the best part about this. When did you start?
I started real estate investing. My nephew, who just sold his house today, he was getting married. My parents drove from just west of Phoenix to Charlotte. My mom got sick. And I was living in Phoenix. She was on a ventilator in 2018 for 13 months. And in December of 2018, I went to their house and I was opening up. It was a thick letter, 27 pages. It was her Medicare statement. And I had to open it up. And her 1 month on a ventilator in a hospital in Charlotte was $172,000. My dad was retired military. So my mom was getting the best, best care possible. I was working as a Medicare broker. I had two car payments, credit card payments. I was in debt. I'm like, I need to change my life today. And I called a friend of mine and he invited me to a party and it was the best decision of my life.
And what was that? Oh, and you were 53 years old when you started this.
Correct. 53 years old. I had some money in my retirement plan, but not enough to retire on. And I made a decision and I ran with it and haven't looked back since then. I'm now 56.
That is amazing. And do you ever look back at the 52-year-old version of you and go, "You're dumb. You're dumb. Why? Why?"
I hate to say it. This is not the same water bottle, but I was putting alcohol in my water bottle to go to work. You should be working a job like that. I stayed there for 18 months and I don't know if you know this, but when you turn 65 and get onto Medicare, Part B, which is your doctors and your tests, you have to use your Social Security to pay for that Part B. And nice little old ladies who were the kindest people all of a sudden started calling you some choice four-letter words and yelling at you. It was a miserable job to have.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I imagine that is rough. And, I've been there. Right before my son was born, I was working at a job that I disliked immensely. And my wife could see it. And she's like, "Why do you even stay there?" And, now I've got to do all these cool things, but it's because I let go of that thing that makes you say, "Hey, you must have this kind of thing," instead of going, "I'm going to do something different." And that's amazing.
Because when you think about it, everyone tries to conform, and why should you conform? You should do what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, the two of you are having so much fun doing this.
Yeah, we are. And well, I also pay him lots of money to pretend like he likes me. It's not true. It's I don't. Oh. No.
Okay, that's over. I don't get paid anything. Anyway,
Well, and I think that right there is amazing. And so, like, really, do you just focus on the trust, or do you like focus on investing different properties? Like, what exactly do you do now as your business or your work?
One of the reasons I moved here was because of that first house I had. North Carolina has a very strange rule called the upset bid. So when you go to an auction anywhere else in the country and you bid, let's say you get a house for $10,000, it's your house. Oh, no. There's 101 counties in North Carolina. And it's either 10 business days or 10 calendar days. You can go in and put $750 more on the house and win the house. I did 8 of those in 2022. And I don't want to say this meanly, but they just started doing foreclosures in my county since May 15th. I went to the courthouse. It was 5 custom-built houses that we got for less than $300,000. And we wholesaled them for over $600,000. I needed somebody to lend me the money. He lent me the money, and we did this in under 2 weeks. And he's just like, "Find me more deals. I'll give you more money to do that." So, just going to the courthouse, talking to people. Look, it's literally a three-ring binder. Just go through it, and I don't know why more people don't know about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as we were looking for a house, I kept on wanting to just go, honey, can I just go to the courthouse and just try to find myself a cheaper house in this situation? Because I understand that that works that way, but then also I know that I literally have no investors, and I don't want to put us in a situation where we don't want to live. So just because I'm saving crazy money.
One of my clients, he's out in Oregon. He goes to four different counties and nobody shows up to the auctions, and he just bids on it and he doesn't care. He fixes up and he sells it to somebody else and makes quite a decent salary doing that.
Yeah, there's a really famous TikToker here in San Antonio that literally, that's what his TikToks are, is him at the auctions downtown doing that. And so that's crazy. And that's crazy that you can, you know, as I said, as I've learned more about real estate in the last few months, like, I've been blown over about all the different loopholes and the different things. Do you get confused, or like, how are you able to get past all, or is it just kind of like learning from people or things like that when it comes, or do you karate chop them? I don't. Yeah.
I belong to a nationwide real estate group. How I found out about this North Carolina rule, it just happened that, you know, this house that I bought for $20,000, they took the paralegal. I was in Phoenix. The paralegal sends me an email saying no one showed up at the auction. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's my house. And she's like, no, it's going through upset bids. I'm like, what's that? She gave me a 15-minute, telling me what I had to do. I came out for Christmas. My brother and sister-in-law live here. I came out for Christmas, and I won three upset bids because the county, Charlotte is in Mecklenburg County. They're in another county called Union County. Charlotte does 10 business days. Union County does 10 calendar days. So Christmas and New Year's messed things up. So I won three houses right then and there. And you put 5% down and you have 40 days to put the rest of the money down. I just wholesaled them right then and there. And I'm like, they have a 5-bedroom house, 3 bathrooms. All their kids have moved out. And I'm like, and my brother's like, pay me $500 of rent. And I'm like, I'll do that. So that's how I'm here in Charlotte.
Wow. That's crazy. Like, as I said, the more I hear this, the more I go, I just want to do this. And so I think my friend, like, our realtor actually was a school teacher, a very successful school teacher, like school teacher of the year. And now she's like rolling because she just took advantage of the COVID stuff and sold tons and tons of houses. Has her own team, does her own stuff. But it's just so crazy where real estate is. And then again, what you're doing is on a different tier than realtor stuff.
Well, it's just here in North Carolina. My yeah. Nephew, he's a chemistry teacher up, I don't know what county he's in. He's near Raleigh. So I asked him, just go to the law house, the courthouse, told him how to do it. He took 6 pictures. I drove up there. It's 2.5 hours away. I've won the upset bid. I wholesaled it, made $12,000. I sent him a check for $6,000. He calls me and he goes, that's more money than I make in 2 months. I'm like, just go back once every 2 weeks. Has he been back since October? Nope.
Trey's moving to North Carolina right now. This sounds to go like work for you. Such an amazing.
What are the counties I go to? Let me get this straight. And this is gonna, I will dumb it down in layman's terms because I'm terrible with math.
Okay.
So these are foreclosed houses, correct?
Well, to be honest, up until the 15th, they were usually tax deeds. So now they're doing foreclosures again for the first time in 3.5 years. But yes.
And it's up to bid whoever wants them.
Correct. So they tell you when the bid's due, and they tell you how much it is. I purposely when I came out here for Christmas, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house in what's the title? Monroe. That's the county seat for the county. I mean, they were piddling it at $750. So I put an extra $5,000 on the bid. I wholesaled it for $28,000. The guy who got it, the house was $89,000. The after repair value was $140,000. He got a smoking deal. I got a smoking deal. And I mean, Christmas was paid for.
Wow. That and then some.
Yes. There's a poor county. There's a poor county. It's called Anson County. It's about an hour and a half from Charlotte. the only Walmart in the entire county shut down after Christmas 2022. So that's how poor this county is. I went in there last year at Christmas. It was a law firm that put up two houses. One was a mobile home. I didn't put a bid on it. The second house, I put a bid on it. The lawyer calls me going, how'd you win my house? So I'm like, I used the state law to do this. While I was waiting for the court to open, I was at a coffee shop and the Rotary Club had a nice little pamphlet of different people. So I called the real estate agent who was listed in there. And I said, hey, do you know such and such house? And she goes, yes, he died 2 years ago. We don't know what's happening in the house. And I said, okay, I have a lead on it. When I won the house, I called her back and I said, I've got this house. You know, it's 3-bedroom, 1-bath house, brick house. She goes, how much do you want for it? And I go, I'll sell it to you for $30,000. She goes, that house is worth $50,000. I'll buy it. I got it for under $8,000. The attorney had no idea there was such a thing as upset bids in his own county. That was kind of sad.
Oh, wait. So was it his house or was he bidding for the house?
It was his client. His client had passed away. And there were back taxes due. Nobody in the family, all her kids live someplace else. So he was doing this case. You know, he's getting paid by the county to do the case. He thought he was going to get the 3-bedroom, 1-bath house because, you know, who's going to come into Anson County and do an upset bid? I did.
Nice.
That'd be me.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Fancy Lawyer. Oh, this is mine now.
I never met him, so I don't know if he's a fancy lawyer, but he called me going, how'd you win this house? I'm like, dude, in Anson County, it's 10 business days. So, you know, I had to go back 2 weeks later just to see. And, you know, literally, they don't let you take your cell phone into the county courthouse. So you have to write everything down. So I'm sitting in my car saying, I now have such and such street house. You know, I go, I haven't been inside it. And she goes, I know exactly what it looks like. She goes, I know exactly what it looked like. She goes, how much will you sell it to me for? And I'm like, $30,000. She's like, done deal. Let me just get my money put together. And yeah.
Wow.
So can you say that bit one more time where it's like, who got my house? That'd be me.
I got the house. Craig. I mean, the attorney was just calling because he's just like, what happened? And I'm like, I did an upset bid. This is allowed in every single county.
Oh, that's so good.
That's funny.
I was trying to get you to say that because I had that little sound bite for you.
No, you're supposed to. So what you're supposed to do, Sally, is just go say that. Who got that? And you say, that'd be me. Say that right now. Here we go. 5, 4.
Wait, who got the house?
I got the house under contract. I had 40 days to pay the county $8,000. So the real estate agent said, I need a week to get some money together. She got a loan on the house. Uh-huh. She pays me $30,000. I drive back out to Anson County and pay them $8,000. So the difference between that, the $23,000 is my money.
That's gotcha. Crazy. And the lawyer was like, dude, you got my house. Who took my house?
Like, how'd you get this house? You know, just like, I did an upset bid. I did it.
There we go.
It took forever to get there, but we got there.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do from the beginning.
I don't know how to queue things up, so I have to apologize.
No, this is crazy. The fact that this stuff exists and it's within the law, right? It's totally not illegal. It's beautiful and crazy, and I don't know how to feel about it. Like, this is crazy.
Well, here's another thing. North Carolina is not a good county to do this. A good state to do it in because you only can make $1,000.
What about Kentucky?
Anywhere in the country that it's taxly, someone loses the house because of taxes or because of foreclosure. If there's more money made at the auction than what happened, it's called the rainy day fund. What's his name? Bob Diamond does a course in this about how you could be that's called a bird dog. You find this happening. You contact the heirs and say, hey, sign this agreement. And then you can make like 30%, 40% off of that. And they didn't even know this money was available. I mean, wow. I have a friend who does this in California, and I'm not trying to make fun of her. She's rolling in the money. People are like, what?
I've got millions of dollars of house sales. They get royalties for that, right? So yeah, that totally makes sense. That's crazy.
Correct. Because if they lost the house and they don't know that this money's there. So in North Carolina, you only get $1,000 to do this. But hey, $1,000 just to send a letter, I'll still do it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm following 64 of these cases because you have to wait till the time. So the first house I won in Monroe, The woman, she had died in 2006. Her two daughters, one lives in South Carolina, one lives in Charlotte. There was going to be $56,000 available. I'm going to take $1,000. The lawyer's going to also take $1,000. I met the daughter in a Starbucks in downtown Charlotte. And she goes, why would I sign this paperwork? I'm like, well, there's $56,000 that's available to you and your sister. And she jumps up, knocks over her chair, goes running out of the Starbucks across three lanes of traffic, nearly gets hit by a car to the Bank of America across the street to get notarized, comes running back, slams it down. She goes, I want my check. I'm like, it's going to take me 45 days to get your money, but you'll get your money at that time. I'm like,
yeah, wow. Who cares? Yeah.
I sent the same letter to your sister. You have to decide how much your sister gets. So when the money came in, you know, I called her and I said, you know, I've got a check for, it was a little bit more than $56,000. I'm like, do I give it all to you or what do you want? And she goes, send me one check for $20,000 and the rest in the other check. Don't tell my sister. She only gets $20,000. I'm like, that's between you and her. I'm not going to show up at Thanksgiving and say she ripped you off.
Yeah, with money that you didn't know you were in. Well, except for now, everybody knows. So, you know.
Exactly. the upset bid went as 2016 to 2022. How long is that? For 6 years? They had no idea that it had gone up that much. So the $89,000, you know, that was there that I paid for the house, if no one came forward in 2 years, that money would have gone to the county as their surplus fund. That counties do this all over this country, that they do these surplus funds.
Now, wow. I do have a question as a person of interest who would like to move forward in his life. This is the ring finger. I am not.
It's not the middle finger. It's the ring finger. Okay.
It is not. So in that, getting my own place, is this prime real estate? I mean, like, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this
what I was just talking about, the surplus funds? I never get the real estate. It's just extra money. Some of the houses, we just did five custom built houses. I mean, I don't want a house with six bedrooms and six bathrooms. Who needs that big of a house?
I don't.
But, you know, these custom built houses, they had started foreclosing on them three and a half years ago when COVID happened. So they've been sitting built, but empty, you know, empty. So there might be some problems there, but
sure.
This house, Zillow said this house was worth $1.2 million. We got it, you know, when we divided the five houses up, again, it was somebody else's money. Someone came up with $156,000 to put the upset bid on it. We won it. We have 40 days to pay the county back. We just sold that house for $900,000. I mean, He gets his money, but he got his 150. He got his money back, and then we're splitting the rest of it. Because he's doing this, he's buying a trust from me, so I'm making money off of him buying the trust. Because he's going to save all the capital gains on what we just did on that.
That is amazing.
So the week before Thanksgiving, the week before Memorial Day, we hired a real estate agent to do all five houses. They're all in a line, open house. People could walk through. We're saying it is as is. You know, we're not going to do anything else. We didn't even put a set price on it. We got in a bidding war on all five houses. I mean, the real estate agent's like, she had a lot of work to do, but she made quite a bit of money on that. And she's getting a business trust because she's getting paid commissions, a 1099 income. So I sold two trusts and made a ton of money.
That's amazing.
I switched to Geico.
Yeah.
I'm here with folks. I'm here a week.
So Trey, this has been an interesting interview, but I haven't even told you one of the funnest things. Sally, how many followers do you have on TikTok, Sally?
I have 13,400 followers on TikTok.
Sally does lives on TikTok, Trey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I just did a live. I'm not trying to crow. I just did a live at 3 o'clock today, and I had 445 people live on that TikTok. I don't know if they're going to become clients of mine, but they want to learn, you know, the key. Are y'all on TikTok?
We are. We you know, I think our most one is like 600 views.
Do you have 1,000 people yet?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay.
Followers?
I teach this to a whole bunch of different people. One guy does keto diets. Another one's a travel agent. So talk about two streams. You're going to figure out who are your top influencers? So I Googled top 10 TikTokers for real estate, top 10 TikTokers for crypto, top 10 TikTokers for dividends. You know, that's what I Googled. And so every 90 minutes, I go out to number one on the real estate investor and I take 30 of their followers. That's all. I stop. 90 minutes later, I go to number two on top real estate person. Unfortunately, my second real estate person, he had died in a car accident, but he still has 70,000 followers on TikTok. So I take 30 of his. And all I want to do is the most active people who are the followers, they'll follow you back. When you hit 1,000, you can put your link. So my link, The Trust Is You, is on my TikTok. And then you can start doing live. So I do a live on Monday and I do a live on Friday and just tell people what's happening. I get more clients from TikTok than all the other social medias right now.
I believe it. I said, I've slowly been trying to get us to do more of it, but I never thought, so you just go to other people's stuff and then you actually just follow their followers. Is that the idea?
Correct. So whatever you're trying to do. So let's say you want to, you want to do your rap music. You're going to TikTok the top 20, rap music people on TikTok. Yeah. Just get their names. And you can follow them if you want, but you want their followers because they'll follow you back. And when you hit 1,000, you can put the link to your music. You can start going live. You do whatever you want.
Well, I said I had it as a business for a while set, and I realized that was dumb. And so then I went back to a personal one because I realized it makes more sense if I just do it to get to 1,000 instead of not, because we couldn't do a lot of the different sound things. But yeah, that's amazing. And I'm so but again, you, when we talked about this earlier, you were like, well, I'm not super fun. You are super fun, Sally. This is super.
I'm not funny. You guys are funny. I'm not funny.
What you're talking about is
you're a great company. That's the thing.
Yeah. Like you let us be funny, but you're not boring in the way you're describing this. You know what I'm saying? We've definitely fell asleep during interviews before. And this is not one of them. So
just give you an idea. My friend Sutha, who is a travel agent, she's on TikTok. She's got beautiful videos of all these beautiful cruises and things. So she was going after cruise lines. I'm like, no, we're going to find you the people. So I hate my cubicle job. I need a vacation, things like this. So she got 1,000 people. She goes live on Monday and she goes, I have a cruise leaving from Long Beach port in Los Angeles, $500 to Cabo. I have a cruise from Miami going to the Caribbean, $500. The first time she did that, she got nine different people booked a cruise with her, more people than the entire month before. And she said it was too much work. I'm like, Santa, what are you talking about? If you do 9 cruises in per week times 4, we're talking 36 cruises. How much money are you going to make on that? And she goes, yeah, but I had to do so much work in that 1 week. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, says the lady.
I'm so sorry. You make a lot of money doing nothing. I bust my butt every day and I don't make nearly enough.
I don't know how much work is the 9 cruises, but I'm like, I'd be jumping for joy. One of my coaches taught me this, which sounds funny. He has older children, and then he had an oops child that she's now 3 years old.
That's fun.
Is that her name? Oops.
He calls her the oops child. But he said she always twirls around and always laughs when she does it. So when I do, like when I get done with this podcast, I'm going to go down and twirl around until I'm laughing because I had a fun time on your podcast.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. It's been an awesome, like, just finding out about all this stuff. This is crazy.
Correct.
Yeah, you're going to make Trey look into this. He's going to become a real estate mogul.
I'm going to tell my parents about this. I mean, hello, retirement.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, I was 53. I wish I had started 20 years earlier, but what I'm doing, I'm having fun doing it. You know, one guy, true story, one of these custom built houses that we just got, He's got 6 kids under the age of 12, one set of twins and everybody else. He's living at his mother's house in Charlotte. He's just like, this house is big enough to put the kids into it and everything else. He got a bank loan. He's just like, I didn't know I could find a house this inexpensive in the Charlotte area. I'm making money. Maybe I could have sold it for a whole lot more, but I'm okay. I'm making a great return on it. My investor pal who put up the money, he's making a great return on it too.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
I do have a really quick question, and sure. as someone in this realm of expertise, so my grandmother is actually selling her, well, my family is selling her condo for her, and it's paid off. And it's a two-bed, two-bathroom kitchen. I don't know the layout. I could show you the layout. That would take too much time. But would that be a financially smart thing for me to, I guess I wouldn't necessarily, I guess I would purchase it, but I'd just be paying basically rent for it.
You gotta pay condo fees. If you don't mind me asking a personal question, does your grandmother need that money to be in this in the assisted living?
We are selling it regardless. I'd either be buying it or we'd be selling it to someone else for her.
Okay. Now the situation. How old is your grandma? Is she over 65?
Yes.
This is. I'm going to get into weeds on this, and I'm sorry to do this. There is a situation called Irma. Adjusted. Because I work with seniors here in our Charlotte area. If you make too much money, so if she makes when you're selling a house, selling her condo, let's say she bought it at $20,000 and she's going to sell it at $100,000, so she's going to make a $75,000 spread on that. If she's making more than $91,000 in a year, Social Security, pensions, 401k withdrawals, and selling a house, she could be paying Irma that affects her Part B of her Medicare. I don't want to discuss personal things on the phone, but I would love to talk to you and your family about that, because if you set up payments to pay her so she can pay for her long-term care, but you take over the condo and get renters in there, why not?
There it is.
No, I mean, again, I'm not definitely not trying to screw my grandmother at all. I want to actually.
Wait, Trey, is this the grandmother you just stole a dryer from?
Yeah, it is.
No one is living in that. Oh my God.
No, you're the one that said you don't want to screw your grandmother. Listen, and then you stole her dryer.
She is in assisted living. This is not her place anymore.
Can I ask you a question? How much is it costing? Because here in Charlotte area, assisted living is about $4,000 to $6,000.
It's too much. It's too much.
So that, what I would suggest, would you move it in there as yourself, or would you rent it out to somebody?
I don't know.
That's why he's asking you.
See, I would, as long as she's alive, I'm not trying to jam you up, but get renters in there to pay enough to pay for her assistant living, they pay the condo association fees and things like that. And then it's a zero cost average. Her assistant living's paid for. Her condo has someone living in it, and maybe you could do a rent to own or something like that. So she's got money paying for her assistant living. I don't want to give you a bad statistic, because I'm a real estate investor with a company called Mom's House, where people are leaving their house to go into assisted living. They say the average someone lives in assisted living for only 2 years. So you've got some time that you've got to pay for this, but maybe she doesn't have enough money saved up, but she's got an asset you guys can rent out for her.
Awesome.
Perfect.
We definitely talk about that after the show.
But you have to buy a dryer for those people if they're going to move in.
There's a dryer. We're not sure. There is a dryer in the garage. We're just not sure.
Do you know if that works? You told us earlier you didn't know if it worked.
Yeah,
thief. We don't. I'll gladly move back the dryer I have if the one in there works and it's better. I mean, we'll figure it out. It's not a big deal.
Correct. And I'm not. There's several different.
I just need a dryer right now because we don't have one, so
nobody's using it. There's several different
options you can do for your grandmother, but again, the cost of living there. I don't know who's paying for it, but it could be so expensive. And there's solutions that you can do for her.
Perfect. And thank you. I appreciate it.
It makes sense, because if you did the rent and then you sold it later, then you're making double the amount that you would if you just sold it. So it makes sense what Sally's saying, because it's like, correct. Oh yeah, you're able to take care of an expense for her. And then after she's gone, then you can do something with it. Yeah, my grandmother's house went for like 10 times the amount that she bought it for. And but she also lived in Austin. So yeah. And it's like now it's like a. Yeah, it's so crazy to think about how much that went for. But anyways.
Somebody I just helped here, he bought the house 35 years ago, and he bought it for $30,000, and then he's now going to assisted living. His wife passed away. The house is worth $700,000. I'm not trying to give you statistics, but If you live in a house for more than 2 years, if you're married, you can take $500,000 in capital gains off. If you're single or divorced, it's only $250,000. He's over that amount. So what we're doing for him is we're doing creative financing so he doesn't get affected with Irma. And then someone's paying for him to be in long-term care, if that makes sense.
Wow, that's so awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. Now, we are running very short on time.
I'm sorry. I can talk forever.
Oh, no. And I'll tell you right now, we'll gladly have you on again.
No, for sure.
Yeah, me and Trey Buff agree. You are a very fun and entertaining. It's a spot where, you know, you don't really consider. And it's crazy how many people, like I was just reading about this, like the amount of people that got in, like just realtors, got into the business during COVID and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And how many people are leaving realty as realtors these days is because it's just the housing stuff, how it goes. But this is a whole different thing, you know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, and I mean, again, when you look at rich people, I mean, most of their money is in housing investments.
What? And so, the top 100 millionaires, maybe they're not their main business, but they have some kind of real estate in their portfolio.
Wow. Yeah, so it's just a way to do it. So now, this is your time to shine. So anything you want to promote or anything you want to talk about right now, it's your time. What do we call this? I forget what we call this, Trey.
The plug.
Oh, yeah, where you get to plug anything that you'd like to plug, website or just your TikToks or your YouTube, whatever you got. So this is your time.
Put her in the solo frame and take off the borders real quick.
I'm not 100% sure how to do that.
It's easy on all the social media except for TikTok. It's my first name and last name. It's nice having an unusual last name. With this trust, again, it's not your mom and dad's trust. My parents had that to avoid going to probate. This trust is going to save you federal taxes, keep your information private, and then I keep you from paying any judgments if you're sued. The business trust is for 1099 income. The beneficial trust is for any investments. We're talking about real estate, crypto, stock market, or anything else. If you want to find out more, my website is thetrustisyou.com, and I have a small podcast. It's only got 23 episodes out, but Stop Paying Capital Gains Now with an exclamation point. I want to say thank you to the two of you. This was a fun hour to be talking with y'all.
Of course. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Excellent. And again, if I can help you, talk to you about what you're going to do with your grandma, that my email info@thetrustisyou.com.
Yeah.
Oh. Because I want to, if you don't mind asking, Scott, that was your grandma still alive or did she pass away?
She passed away. Okay. What they did is they actually took her investments and we didn't actually sell the house until my grandfather passed, and so what they did is they made a trust and let him live off the interest from the other investments until he passed. And once he passed, then they were able to actually sell the properties.
Right. But because it's not their house, I don't know if it's your parent, your mom and dad, yeah, and other people, they had major capital gains to pay on that because they don't get that credit that if it was their own house.
Yeah. So yeah, that was interesting. So, but yes, as said, once we finish the show, we'll stay on just for a few minutes and you can get all Trey's information and Trey can get your information and
sure,
can talk about it.
So, I don't have a ton of time to stay on after the show, but I would love to at least stay on for a little bit
longer. You've got my email. You can always send me an email. I don't want you to jam you up, but there's a lot we can do to help your mom. Your grandmom.
Yeah. It's the info one, right?
Your mom's from Ireland. Can you hear that accent? Ugh.
Your mom's from Ireland. Yeah. Yes. I'm German and Irish. I wish I could. I want to go.
I'm half Irish, so we drink and we
drink.
We drink all the time. Me and Trey are Irish people.
Are you Irish,
Jason? I am. My name is Jason Riley.
O'Reilly. Oh,
wow. Yeah. My story is always funny. And they dropped the O of the O'Reilly so they wouldn't look Irish. And so that was their thought process.
So my girlfriend's name is O'Connor or Connor, and so it would have been O'Connor. So.
Yeah.
Well, the joke, my great grandfather came from what was Prussia, but it's now Slovakia. And as he came through Ellis Island, he could speak English. And my last name was Dymun, which means gate in Slavic. And the person at Ellis Island said, no, your new name is Gimmon. Nobody in the United States can pronounce it. You go to Ireland, everybody knows how to pronounce it. So the guy at Ellis Island was Irish, giving a Slavic guy the wrong last name.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
Why did I come back here? Oh, this way. Now what time's now? It's Sally. The time for the show that is the reason we do our show. It is rap time.
Do it.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to take everything we talked about and turn it into a rap song. Is there any things that you'd like to make sure that I put in the rap?
I just want to hear how talented you are. You run with it. We talked about all kinds of stuff.
All right, I'm going to try. This is
spend money, save on taxes, move forward.
This is probably the most informative freestyle rap I've ever done. So I'm going to try it. It's probably going to be totally wrong, but it's going to be fun. All right, yeah, that's it. So Trey, give me a beat.
So really quick, Jason, before we go on, do I need echo cancellation off, automatic, anything like that off?
Oh, let me check.
Echo cancellation's on right now. Do I need to take it off?
Yes, I got it. I'll take it off for you. Or you take it off. Dang it.
Cool. Sorry.
That's off, and then automatically adjust your volume. It's off. Okay. Yeah, you're good now.
Phenomenal. All right, Miss Sally Gimmon. Do you have a stage name or anything you would like to use as a
It's a true story. My older brother named me after a cat, so my true real name is Sally Marie.
Sally Marie, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get it. Jason, you ready?
No, give me 1 second. I'm going to turn your volume up a little. Because of the thing, it turned your voice down.
So. It's okay.
All right, here we go.
1 sec. But my soundboard's messing up, so it's okay.
Yo, 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 it's... what is your name again? Well, you said your name.
Sally Marie.
Sally Marie, I thought that was it. Sally Marie, DJ Sound Effects, and Scout the Psalmist. Let's freaking get it! It's very frustrating for me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Here we go. All right, here's a little story I see. See, Sally was chilling out one day, B. She was just trying to get her life together, and she didn't understand what was going in all the weather. Then she put a little bid, and she'd be like $20,000. She was like, I'll see. Oh, then she knew about these things, and she made $30,000. Oh, yes, sirree. Oh, no, she made more than that. I messed it up, bro. It was because of COVID restrictions. She never let go, but she had to save some taxes. So she did it. She knew when she's breaking, and she got to be the ripping. I'm like, only if she can't go right down. I sit forever, but I flow right now, and I'm looking back because I know what it be. She has a spendthrift trust, yes siree, huh? She just wants to help you with your capital gains, and so you get it because you capital names, and you don't get it through if you never seen dude. She's making $1,000 every hour, like, oh, just sent a letter to somebody and their friend, thinking that I'm gonna give him money till the end. Only if I couldn't grin, only if I knew it in. And Trey's about to move to North Carolina again and make $3,000 if he could sit there just taking pictures like he's in the hood, flipping for the nighttime, ripping for the right rhyme, looking for the people like you never see it all time. And then Sally, one day she just did. She put in a bid for these things and give it in. She's making like $500,000 a day, sitting here having fun only with the words you say. You never get it, but sometimes spit it, yell it out loud, and you know it's terrific. And you can't go. And she's on TikTok, bro, doing dances, though she's not doing that. I don't know. And only if she can't say it, she got her lies telling people about these things they gotta try, making those upset bids and never be $750 for me. Yes, sirree. And I just bought a house, $1 million house for $50,000 now. Oh no, that's crazy. I'm about to lose my mind talking to Sally, and I be wondering why am I even trying to rap no more? I be sitting here locking and rapping on the floor, and she's watching hockey with some popcorn and butter, looking like, oh no, this is what I utter. Little times, little skimes, now I gotta fill it. And Trey's stealing people's dryers like he's drilling, only beating up old ladies because that's what he do. And then he's trying to rip her off about her house, dude. What the heck is wrong with this guy? Only if I can't try. Teardrops rolling down my eyes. I fly only if I can't go down. And I'm thinking, why am I buying an expensive house right now if I can buy it for cheaper if I never see it? I'm sitting there at auction houses looking like a creeper. Like, oh, hey, I'll do that bid today, day. I don't even know what to say, Bray, but now I gotta go. Let go, filling my time. Yes, Sally, you were a fun guest. This is why we fly. And I gotta try because it's forever and try. But yes, that's the wrap because we're done. Oh, boy.
First off, you listened wonderfully, and that was amazing. You could put it together that well.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. It's like there have definitely been times where I've caught not paying attention on the podcast. But the cool thing about it is I'm very ADD. So I can do like 8 things and still listen to you. But when you're watching the stream and you see that I'm just like looking over here and you're like telling me some serious thing, you're like, I don't know if he got the information. Like, no.
I got so it. Halfway through the rap, I found out that my soundboard is finally working.
I know. We all heard that, Trey.
Well, I was testing it to see if it would work, but don't worry, it's the freaking air horn sound. I was like, whatever, it works.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
they changed your,
I did it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Sally, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've been an amazing guest. Thank you.
I had a great time. I wasn't sure what I was going to do with rap, but y'all did it wonderfully.
Not your job to rap. A lot of people think that that's what we want them to do. They're coming on here to rap with us. And it's like,
I replied, I'm like, I'm not rapping. I'll listen. I'm not rapping. So I can't rhyme.
Yeah, you're so fine.
Sally, do you have a couple more minutes with us?
Sure. I just have something at 8:00. So yes.
Phenomenal. Okay. So Jason, we should probably wrap it up, but with the bit.
Yeah. I didn't tell her about the bit. Because you weren't there yet, so I didn't want to.
Okay, phenomenal.
We have a really funny bit that you're going to love doing because you're going to do great at it. So we want to thank everybody for watching the show. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you're watching the show, that one person that's watched it right now, please, please give us some hearts. Give us a thumbs up. Do something to remind the people that we exist. That'd be great. If you're looking to be on the show, hit us up on flowsforyou.com and you can like send us a message and be like, yo, I want to be on your show. Or you can send me a message on Facebook or send Trey a message. Or you can just go over to Trey's house, knock on his door and say, Trey, I need to be on the show.
Don't steal the dryer.
Nope.
Yeah, don't take his dryer. That'd be messed up.
I will fight you.
Yeah, and Trey's not, you might think Trey's a small person. He is not a small person. Just like me.
I just hit a personal goal with my weight.
I know. No, I mean your height.
No, buddy. It's bad, Sally. It's bad.
It's a bad person. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm still big.
You're handsome.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that, bud. Here, I got a soundbite for you.
And if you're looking for a new website, make sure you go to nomadweb.design. That's who made our website at flowsforyou.com. And that's all the stuff. Thank you again for Boss Visuals for hooking us up with some cool graphics. And thank you, Trey, for just being here. And, when you're here, compared to the times you just show up. Cool. Wow. So, yeah, cool. Just going to throw you on the bus right there.
All the other 300 episodes that I'm on here.
Yeah. There's like that too, where you're like, I'm just going to sleep in. Or that one time that you were like on a date with like a famous person. You know, whatever. Do what you want. Live your life. Trey, I'm giving you good stuff here. Don't pretend.
I remember when I went on a date with Selena Gomez. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there you go. You had your chance right there to sound cool. but that's it. Trey, what am I forgetting?
We would love to have you guys on the show and be in, I guess, the square that Sally is occupying right now, even though she's got some pretty big boots to fill because she's an awesome person. But you can actually claim her spot in any of the next coming shows. We have a couple spots that are open in the future and for many more episodes to come, but we would love to have you on the show. You could talk about basically whatever you want within some parameters, but we would love to have you on the show and have you spill your mind about whatever is important to you and what your occupation is and what makes the year better for you. Please come on the show. We'd love to have you on.
Yeah. Now it's time for our closing bit, Sally, where you actually get to be Trey's therapist. You get to ask him 3 questions. You get to make up facts about his life, and he has to yes and whatever you say. So you can say, hey, Trey, I see that you have your bandana. Is it covering your new third eye? How's that feeling? And then he has to go.
I want to know how many drying machines he's stolen in his life. That's my question.
That could be your first question.
Yeah. So,
all right, sweet. Jason, hook us up with some Lo-Fi.
Yep. You got it. Give me a second here.
Sally, you are my therapist. You have. You said what?
You're the first person I know who's ever stolen a dryer.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Professor Sally, I'm here and I need some help. But you have 3 questions, and hopefully in those 3 questions we can find some solutions to my problem.
Okay. How many dryers have you stolen in your life?
Currently one that I'm aware of that I was cognizant for.
Okay. Question 2. When are you going to be proposing?
That you set this up? This is a, remember, guys, this is an emotional, this is a play bit. This is not a real bit. This is a, okay. This is a show that we do.
Actually, tomorrow.
Not really. He's
the ring is this big. I kid you not. Carrots. I forgot how many were on there, but because they're orange, right? Those are what you put on rings, right? Carrots.
Okay.
He's only been
right. Am I wrong?
How long have you been dating now, Trey? 6 months?
It will be seven.
Is there really a fiance in the works, or is this all a joke?
Oh, in real life. We don't know that yet, Sally. You're throwing out his business right in the middle of live TV.
Because he's in Louisville. You're in Tennessee or Kentucky? I'm sorry. Louisville.
Kentucky.
Is there a Louisville, Tennessee, Trey?
Louisville, Kentucky. And you're in San Antonio, so you don't know if this is a real person or not. It might be. I just saw that when people are dating.
I mean.
Well, she's actually been on the live stream before, Sally. I've seen her on his bed, which is, sounds terrible.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
This bed is not hilarious.
Sally, you have one more question.
Are you gonna start looking into getting involved in real estate investing?
I am highly interested, Sally, because I heard that my Wookiee friend down the street just saved big money by going to the auctions and outbidding four people, and he won thousands of dollars.
If you guys are interested, I have on, well, in Kentucky, what time is it right now in your time?
It is 7:20.
Okay, because on Tuesday nights, it's 10 o'clock East Coast time. On Wednesday nights, it's 8 o'clock East Coast time. So they're free property tours. If you want to just go to them 6 times in a year, be my guest. If you want to go 20 times in a year, be my guest. And it's different people, real estate investors, who are telling you the story. Hear the numbers, hear what we did, and things like that. So I would love to share that with y'all.
Wow. Awesome. That is awesome. Professor Sally, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you for being my therapist today.
Oh, okay.
I genuinely needed some help. I don't know what we accomplished, but we accomplished something today. And there something happened. Something happened. I don't know what it was.
Good.
Something happened. No, but seriously, Sally, thank you so much for being on the show.
I had fun. I didn't know what to expect, and I had a lot of fun doing it. It's the best podcast I've been on so far. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
And I was really on a podcast called Screw the Commute. That was a hard one to beat.
Oh, wow. That is a pretty great name. Well, anyways, thank you so much, Shelly. We really appreciate it. And Trey, you're awesome. And hey, next week we have an awesome guest. We have two guests next week, Trey. And they're actually from the new movie, the new Sherlock Holmes film that we've actually worked with the director and a few of the actors. But this is actually the lead women actress in the movie, and I'm excited about it. And somebody that's done makeup work for a lot of really cool TV shows and movies that you've seen. And so excited about them. And we'll be talking about the director, all the cool stuff about the movie. We've already got to talk to the lead actor. We've done so much extensive work of this. It's so awesome. I'm so excited when this movie actually comes out.
Who's the lead actor?
Now you're going to make
Sherlock Holmes, Mayor of the Night.
Yep. And so it's a small independent movie in Texas. Yeah, you're right. Mar of the Night. They just did a movie called Eyes of the Roman, which you can find on Tubi and it's actually the guy that plays, his name's Les, and we actually had Les on the show and he was awesome. It's just an independent film here in Texas, but this will be the director's fourth film. And but it looks like he's done a lot of previews and stuff like that. So it's really pretty good. I don't know why I spent so much time on this. But next week it's gonna be good and we're gonna have fun. So everybody else have a great day. And Sally, see you on the phone. Don't leave yet. We'll come back to you once
stay on the phone
on the show. Whatever.
Thank
guys.
You for having me. I had fun.
Flows for you, flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
Trey, press the button.
Trey, I can't press the button.
Press the button.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do.